بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله. ما بعد، ف we continue with the قصص الأنبياء. And alhamdulillah, we have reached the story of Hud alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Hud. We've covered Adam alayhi salatu salam and Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and now we'll go through the story of Prophet Hud with his people. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says, بَعَثَ اللَّهُ هُودًا عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ السَّلَامِ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ عَادًا. So Allah sent Hud to his people, and his people were called Ad, the people of Ad, al-Ula, the first of that generation, al-Muqimina bil-Ahqaf, who lived in a place called Ahqaf, from the areas of Hadramaut, which is in Yemen. لَمَّا كَثُرَ شَرُّهُمْ وَتَجَبَّرُوا عَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. When their evil became much, and they became arrogant, having that feeling of being jabbar is like you are over and above anybody else, that you feel that you're self-sufficient, that you don't actually feel you're in need of Allah. And they denied the Prophet of Allah. They denied, they belied, and they disbelieved in what he came with. What did they say? And what did Allah say about them? He said, وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشْهَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةِ. They said, who is stronger than us in power, in might? Because they saw themselves as having intelligence, and having strength, and having the ability to build dwellings inside rocks, and subhanAllah. So they saw themselves as having the ability to have more power than anyone else. And this is like tahaddi. In Arabic, say tahaddi is like you are, you know, well, who's better than us? Who is stronger than us? This is called tahaddi, where you feel that you are better than anybody else. And you question, almost to belittle the other. فَأَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. So Allah sent him to them. يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Calling them to worship Allah. And if you go through Surah Hud, you can see many times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the prophets. And each time they say, يَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Oh my people, I don't ask any reward from you, anything from you, any wealth, any riches. I don't ask anything from you. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Because my reward is with who? The one who created me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the creator. And in fact, فَطَرَنِي is the one who originated my creation. He originated my creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you understand or use your intellect in order to understand what I'm calling you to? And each one, they call to this. To call to what? Ya qawmi, wa ya qawmi, istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Seek forgiveness from your Lord and repent to Him. And here, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he mentions, look what they call them to. They call them to rectify their past with istighfar, and rectify their present along with their future with tawbah. So rectify their past with istighfar, and their present with tawbah, and to follow that up in the future by not going back to what they were upon in the past. So past, present, future is what they were is what they call them to rectify. وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرِسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. And all my people, Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. You claim you have strength, Allah will give you more strength. He's al-qawi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not turn away as mujrimeen, as mujrimoon, which is evildoers, disbelievers, criminals, those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah. And in their arrogance, they continued to turn away from Prophet Hud alayhi salatu salam, because they felt themselves self-sufficient, that they have that which nobody else has. وَيَدْعُوهُمْ بِكُلِّ وَسِيلَةٍ, and he would call them with all types of wasila, ways of calling them. Yes, the manhaj is one, the methodology is one, but the wasail, like nowadays, we have microphone, you can reach the people, in adhan, you can reach the people, in the back of the masjid, this is wasail, using cars, using those things of the dunya, which are allowed, this is called wasail. Using the faculties, using the, with the speech, with sign language, whatever way was possible to reach them. But as for the methodology, is one. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And this is my straight path, singular. صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And don't follow the other paths. They will lead you away from his path, singular. So the aqidah is one. The manhaj, the methodology is one. All of the prophets call to one belief, one tawheed, one ibadah. And that is to worship Allah alone in all the different types of ibadah. Ibadah of the heart, ibadah of the limbs, ibadah of the tongue. Ibadah of the tongue, calling the people to tawheed. And also the adhkar and the dua. All of that with the tongue. And that stems from the heart, from the different types of ibadah. You have in reliance, tawakkul. You have in raja, hoping to meet Allah, stems from the heart. You have in ish, as Allah mentions, all of that is proof. Tawakkul ala Allah, inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin. Tawakkul ala Allah, inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin. Allah says, tawakkul ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut, and rely upon the one who's the perfect living who doesn't die. And الرجاء فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الرجاء, having hope to meet Allah, actions of the heart, ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using this great action from the heart, is heavy on the scales in يوم القيامة. Your aqidah, قول القلب, speech of the heart is your aqidah. Actions of the heart are your the actions that you get closer to Allah with, your love, your hate, your hope, and your reliance. All of that stems from the heart. Your love. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. There are amongst people who take other partners besides Allah. They love them as they love Allah. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, rahimahullah's grandson, Abdullah, he in his Sharh of Kitab al-Tawheed, he said this verse says to us that there are amongst people who take other partners, other deities, and they love them as they love Allah. What about those, he said, who love others more than they love Allah? He said that in his Sharh of Kitab al-Tawheed. What about those who love others more than they love Allah? That's Allah salama. We should look at the next part of the verse. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشْهَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And those who believe, they love Allah the most. And that love is in moderation. It's not extreme, like the Sufis, is we love Allah until we become part of Allah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is no one similar unto Allah. How you become part of Allah? You are created, Allah is the creator. How you become part of Allah? Allah is the one who's the perfect living. You live and you die. You live and you fall sick. You live and you get tired. How you become part of Allah? Like the Christians, they say, the Son, the Father, and the Holy. And they're still confused. Is it the Son God you're worshipping, or is it the Father God you're worshipping? Which one? Oh, they're all one. Which one? Because according to your scriptures, which have been tampered with, we don't believe in them, as being from Allah in their state now, because they've been tampered with initially. Yes, initially the scriptures were there, but they tampered with them and they changed. They changed. And in their scriptures, they themselves quoting Jesus as saying, the Father is greater than I. You see? How can it be then, if the Father is greater than you, then how can you be God then? That means you're not God. The Father is greater than I. So who you should be worshipping? The greatest or other than the greatest? Worship the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the exalted and He is the highest and He is the uppermost, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Ad, they thought themselves self-sufficient. And Nuh and Uhud alayhi salatu wasalam called them whatever he was able to call them with. Yani, but he stuck to the call of all the messengers. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. We have ordained, we have sent to every nation a messenger, calling them to worship Allah, commanding them to worship Allah, and to keep away from the false deities. وَيُذَكِّرُهُمْ مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. He would remind them what Allah has blessed them with. The best da'wah, ya ikhwan, the best da'wah of the Anbiya. The best da'wah, the da'wah of the Qur'an. That mentioned these stories. Look at these stories and you can reflect upon the nations of today. And the nations that preceded us. Where are they now? The so-called Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, the so-called empires, the Vikings, where are they now? But alhamdulillah, the Muslims are still here. Alhamdulillah. And there is still that group upholding the truth, clearly upon the truth. Not be harmed by those who abandon them, nor by those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes. So He would remind them of that which Allah blessed them. Ey wallah. Just look at ourselves, the creation of the human body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَبَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you reflect? Just look at yourself and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the best way, perfect bodies, where the functions of organs, the internal organs, are helping you live by the grace of Allah. Your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys. Na'am, your lungs helping you to breathe. Subhanallah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah mentions Surah Al-Luqman, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you see that Allah created for you whatever than the heavens and the earth? You can tread the path, you can go up in the mountains, you can go on a plane. Allah created all that for you. Subhanallah. وَأَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ. And He covered you. And asbagha in the Arabic language is deep. It's not just that He gave you a blessing. Asbagha, it's like saying from head to toe, you have been given blessings. That which you realize and that which you don't realize. Wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. That which is apparent and that which is not apparent. You're sleeping, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you and aiding you, dealing with your oppressors, aiding you in your everyday life, finding a provision for you for the next day. Not finding, but making sure there's provision for you the next day. All of that for you, Ya Abdullah. Subhanallah. Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. Every dabba that walks upon this earth, Allah has provided for. So how can we reject faith in Allah? كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. So He reminded them of the blessings of Allah. أنعم ما أنعم الله عليهم به من خير الدنيا والبسطة. With the good in this life and also the strength that He gave them, and increase in rizq and quwwah, increase in provisions. And that's a test. The people are tested. Either you are tested with poverty or you're tested with richness, yani being rich. And you think, which is worse? It's a good question. In fact, one of the scholars has got a book on it. I remember, in this regard, he's got a book on it. Which is worse? Which is better? He said, Al-Ghaniyu Shakir Khayrun Min Al-Faqir Al-Sabir. That's the title of his book. It's by Suyuti. Even though Suyuti is got, the scholars clarify the errors with regards to Asma'u Sifat. But this book is a good book, where he talks about the grateful, wealthy person is better than the poor, patient person. Because you're poor, you don't have a choice. You have to be patient. But imagine you be given wealth, lots of riches. It's a big test. It's a big test. You've been given position or authority or wealth. It's a big test. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us more than we can bear. More than we can bear. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever He has given us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the wealth that we are given, make it a reason for us to enter paradise due to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you find people, ya akhi, the most miserly of people, the most stingiest of people, tightest of people, are the rich. In many cases. Because it's all proportional, isn't it? You find a poor person and he may give £100. A rich person maybe give £1,000, but he's got like millions. So in proportion, he's given less. In proportion. Because he's scared. And the rich person, he's counting his money. He's afraid. Al-haakumu at-takathur hatta zurtumu al-maqabir. Look what Allah said, zurtum. Al-haakumu at-takathur. Increase. Rushing to increase in gain in wealth. Hatta zurtumu al-maqabir. Until you visit the grave. He didn't say until you go to the grave. He said visit. Because the grave is only a temporary period. It's not going to be there forever. Your temporary period, the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said. So you're moving on to the next life. It's only barzakh. And then you move on to the akhirah. Qiyamah. Hatta zurtumu al-maqabir. Kalla. سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين with knowledge, certain knowledge لترون الجحيم. Now before that, عين اليقين, you will see it with your clear sight, clear vision. You will see the hellfire coming forward, 70,000 rains, each rain with 70,000 angels being brought forward. وبرزت الجحيم, and the hellfire will be apparent for all to see. وبرزت الجحيم, 70,000 reins or ropes, and 70,000 angels for each rope. Allahu Akbar. Shows you how heavy, how great. Yes, Prophet was walking one day, heard a noise. He said to the Sahaba, do you know what that noise is? They said, no, Messenger of Allah, Allah wa Rasulu Alam. He said, that was a stone that was dropped at the top of the hellfire. Took 70 years to reach the bottom. 70 years, a whole lifetime, imagine. That's a lifetime of somebody who lives a long life. 70 years. I mean, look at today. Imagine if you dropped a stone from the top of a mountain. How long will it take to reach the bottom of the mountain? Maybe it will take, or you drop it from an aeroplane. 40,000 feet above the earth, and you dropped it. How long will it take to reach the earth? Maybe what? Few hours? This is 70 years, Ya Abdullah. This is big. Hellfire is big. And everywhere, hellfire and paradise will have its fill. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the hellfire. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So He called them He reminded them of the risk that Allah has given them, the quwwah, the strength that Allah has given them. فَرَدُّوا دَعْوَتَهُ وَتَكَبَّرُوا. They rejected His call, and they became arrogant in rejecting His call. وَقَالُوا يَا هُودُ مَا جِئْتِنَا بِبَيِّنَةٍ. They said, oh Hud, you didn't really bring us any, you didn't bring us any sign, any bayyinah, any proof. Every prophet has a proof. Where's your proof? What is your sign? Every prophet has a sign. وَهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ فِي هَذَا الزَّعْمِ. And actually they are lying in this regard, in this claim of theirs. فَإِنَّهُ مَا مِن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا عَلَى مِثْلِهِ يُؤْمِنُ الْبَشَرِ. There isn't any prophet except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him signs that are such that it's enough for them to believe. Signs for them, or sufficient for them to believe. Here this hadith is in Bukhari, he says. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ آيَاتِ الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ الدِّينِ الَّذِي جَاءُ بِهِ أَكْبَرْ دَلِيلِ أَنَّهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِأَحْكَامِهِ وَانْتِظَامِهِ لِلْمَصَالِحِ. Eh, wallah. If it was just the fact that the deen of Allah that he called them to, the rules and regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the in such a perfect structured way, if that was, he said that would be sufficient for them as a sign. Eh, wallah, look at the ibadah. Look at 5 times a day prayer. Look at fasting. And look what how it develops the soul and trains the person to be a better person. And look how the person fasts and gives charity in order to remove greed and hastiness from himself. Look at that. If one was to just reflect upon the ahkam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us, wallahi yakfi. That is sufficient. Yakfi is sufficient. Fihi kifaya. Because there isn't any other deen like the deen of Islam. In purity, in cleanliness. Every time it's like when you come into the prayer, it's like you're having a bath, cleaning yourself 5 times a day you come to the prayer. Cleanliness for the women, cleanliness. Cleanliness in all aspects for the husband and wife, cleanliness. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful this deen is. Liwallah. فِي انتِظَامِهِ لِلْمَصَالِحِ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانِ بِحَسْبِهِ وَصِدْقِ أَخْبَارِهِ. Liwallah. In the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to. In every time, in every generation, in every situation, the deen can be applied. In every generation. Not like some people, as Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, they say, no, this is the what can be practiced 1400 years ago, but can't be practiced now. The deen of Allah can be practiced 1400 years ago, and it can be practiced now. Yes, there are some new fatawa that the scholars bring with regards current situations that occur, but the asal of the deen is there. The ahkam, the pillars are still five pillars of Islam. And the pillars of Iman are still 6. They haven't changed. The belief in Allah hasn't changed. The belief in the angels hasn't changed. The belief in the books and the messengers and the last day and the pre-decree, good and bad, hasn't changed. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Allah says, the words of your Lord have been complete, are complete with truth and justice. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, صِدْقًا فِي الْأَخْبَارِ وَعَدْلًا فِي الْأَوَامِرِ وَالنَّوَاهِي. The words of your Lord are complete. صِدْقًا فِي الْأَخْبَارِ. Truth in terms of the news that has reached us is صِدْق. And عَدْل in terms of justice, in terms of the commanding and forbidden. Everything that Allah has commanded is just. Everything that Allah has forbidden is just. وَأَمَرَهُ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him with all that is good, and forbidden him from doing all that is evil. Innam. Allah says, beautiful verse, beautiful. All of the Quran is beautiful. لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. The good and the evil are not equal, even though you may like much evil. Look how beautiful that verse is. They're not equal. Good and evil, not equal. Even though you may like much evil. Allahu Akbar. Then Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah said, وَأَنَّ كُلَّ رَسُولٍ يَصْدُقُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ وَيَشْهَدُ لَهِ. Every prophet that comes, truthful from his heart, he has sidq, and also he testifies to that. He testifies to that. وَيُصَدِّقُهُ مَنْ بَعْدَهُ وَيَشْهَدُ لَهُ. And everyone after them, these prophets, they believe in, they know that this is, he came with truth. And they testify to that. And isn't this what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said? حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقِ. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله صادق عند الله ومصدوق عند الناس. Look how beautiful that explanation is of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. حَدَّتَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقِ. The Prophet spoke to, conveyed to us, and he is truthful and entrusted. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, truthful with Allah and entrusted by the people. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ هُود Al-Khassa, and from his specific signs, أنه متفرد وحده في دعوته وتسفيه أحلامهم وتضليلهم. That he came on his own. He came on his own in calling them and also showing that what they have of dreams that they and misguidance. False dreams that they used to dream. We have, and this, and so on, as if they are going to reach, and going to live forever. وَالْقَدْحْ فِي آلِهَتِهِمْ. And also in refuting their deities that they call to. وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْبَطْشِ وَالْقُوَّةِ وَالْجَبَرُوتِ. And they are people of, yes, they had strength, and they had, they were arrogant. They were arrogant. وَقَدْ خَوَّفُوهُ. And they say to him, you better be afraid of our deities. وَخَوَّفُوهُ بِآلِيَتِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ. If he doesn't stop calling to Tawheed. And the same they did with Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he refuted them. Ibrahim. What did he say? Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, حنيف المسلمان وما كانوا من المشركين. He was upright. What did they say when they said to him, when they said to him about our deities are going to harm you, he says, كَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. How can I be afraid of what the shirk that you are committing, that you have taken as partners? And you are not afraid of Allah. كَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا. The shirk that you have committed, you have no proof, you have no sultan, no authority that we should worship these idols that you're calling us to. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Beautiful verse in Surah Al-An'am. كَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So which of the two parties has more right to have security if you come to know? الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Those who believe and they did not taint their belief with a shirk, with that severest of oppressions, a shirk. Those who keep away from shirk and they are upon tawheed, they are the ones who will have security, and they are the ones who will be guided. And they said to him, you be careful. They said to Hud alayhi salam, you be careful of our deities. They will afflict you with madness. They will afflict you with evil. فَتَحَدَّاهُمْ عَلَنًا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ جِهَارًا. And so Hud, not being afraid, he said to them openly, إِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهِ وَاشْهَدُوا أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ مِن دُونِهِ فَيَكِيدُونِي جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ لَا تُنْذِرُونَ إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. In verse 54, Hud says, all that we say is that some of our false deities have seized you with evil madness. This is what they said to him before. So he replied to them and said, I call Allah to witness and bear you witness that I am free from that which you ascribe as partners in worship. With him, Allah, so plot against me, all of you. So he's actually replying there, tahaddi. Replying it to them, saying, okay, all of the idols, everyone, all of you plot against me. All of you plot against me, he said. Where are we? He said, I call to Allah to witness and bear witness that I am free from that which you ascribe as partners in worship with Allah, with him. So plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite. Don't even give me any time to defend myself, to make myself secure. Don't give me time. Bring what you have. I put my trust in Allah. إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَصِيَتِهَا. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is not a moving, living creature, but he has the grasp of its forelock. Verily my Lord is on a straight path, the truth, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So if you turn away, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. And still, I have done my job. I have conveyed the message with what I sent you with, which I was sent with. My Lord will make another people succeed you. Yani another people will come, will be better than you. And you will not harm him in the least. Because Allah is al-Ghani. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you are good, you are good for yourself. And if you are evil, then that is it. That is the situation. If it's up to you. You choose which path you want. If you are good, alhamdulillah, it's for yourself. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. I think that's in Surah Al-Isra. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. In asatum falaha. And you will not harm him in the least. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا. Ay wallah. Surely my Lord is guardian over all things. إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ. Ay wallah. And when our commandments came, we saved Hud and those who believed with him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the punishment over the people of Ad. Over Ad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with severe punishment. So Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah, after mentioning that, he said, they were not able to harm Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah protected Hud. Because Allah protects the ones who enjoin good and forbid the evil. If enjoin good and forbid it, Allah will protect them. فَأَيُّ آيَةٍ أَعْضَ مِنْ هَذَا التَّحَدِّ لِهَٰؤُلَاء الْأَعْدَاء. So which verse is greater than this verse? In showing them that really what you are upon is futile. And what Allah has is far greater. عَلَىٰ إِبْطَالِ دَعْوَتِهِ لِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. Making futile their path or their da'wah, their call. عَلَىٰ دَعْوَتِهِمْ فَلَمَّا انْتَهَى طُغْيَانُهُمْ تَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَحَذَّرَهُمْ نُزُولِ الْعَذَابِ. So when they continued their tughyan, their transgression, and when it stopped, when he turned away from them. So basically they continued and they didn't listen, and he turned away from them. And he warned them that the punishment of Allah is coming. فَجَاءَهُمَ الْعَذَابِ. And the punishment of Allah came. مُعْتَرَدًا فِي الْأُبُقِ. In the horizons coming. The punishment of Allah. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in many times, even in his lifetime, he would, subhanAllah, one time he was about to eat while he's reclining. And then he sat up. He saw a cloud, a dark cloud coming forward. And he sat up. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, I've never seen him ever eat reclining, especially after that day. It's not from the sunnah to eat reclining or to drink reclining. This is the way of the arrogant kings and so on and so forth. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that this cloud, it could be a punishment that's coming. Maybe you did a sin. Maybe you did a mistake. Maybe we need to be reminded. Allah reminds us. Allah reminds us. Then he said, وَكَانَ الْوَقْتُ وَقْتُ شِدَّةٍ وَقْتُ شِدَّةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ وَحَاجَةٍ شَدِيدَةٍ إِلَى الْمَطَرِ فَلَمَّا اسْتَبْشَرُوا وَقَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. So there was a time that they were themselves waiting for rain, but when it came like a flood. It came destroying many and killing many of those who were arrogant. And they themselves were arrogant and said, فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring upon us that punishment that you promised us if you are truthful. Surah Al-Ahqaf, Ahqaf 22. And I'm going to go to Ahqaf 22. Can you please, Ahqaf 22? Then in Ahqaf 24, after that, he sent them a wind. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. A wind, in it is severe punishment, and it destroys anything in its path. Anything that is on its path, it destroys it. تَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ فَسَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. In the verse, فَسَخَّرَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُصُومًا. Surah Haqqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this punishment upon them. 7 nights and 8 days they had this punishment continuous. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Just like when they were killed and they were destroyed, the people were like hollow trunks, not having the ability to get up. They did. Just like hollow trunks. Imagine so many people just did. Lying. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. When the morning came, the only thing you could see is their houses, their destroyed houses. As for the people, they were not present anymore. And that was their punishment for their sins that they brought forward. فَبَعْدَمَا كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَهُمْ ضَاحِكَةً وَالْعِزُّ بَلِيقٌ ومطالب الحياة متوفرة وقد خدع لهم من حولهم من الأقطار والقبائل إذ أرسل إليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات. I'm going to read to you just when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Ahqaf. He says, and remember Hud, the brother of Ad, when he warned his people in Al-Ahqaf, the curved sand hills in the southern part of Arabian Peninsula. And surely they have passed away warners before him and after him, saying, worship none but Allah. Truly I fear for you the torment of a mighty day, meaning day of resurrection. They said, have you come to turn us away from our gods, our aliha? Then bring us that which you threaten us, if you are one of the truthful. He said, the knowledge of the time of its coming is with Allah only. And I convey to you that wherewith I have been sent. But I see that you are a people given to ignorance. Then when they saw it as a dense cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. But no. But in fact, it was the torment or the punishment which you were asking to be hastened. A wind wherein is a painful torment, destroying everything by the command of his Lord, so they became such that nothing would be seen except their dwellings. Thus do we recompense the people who are the mujrimun. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that story in different parts of the Quran. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned again in Surah Fussilat, لَنُذِيقُهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. That we will make them taste a punishment that is a humiliated punishment, if you like, in this life and in the hereafter. the punishment is more severe, is more humiliation for those people, and they will not be aided. And in Surah Hud, وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. Because of their disbelief of their Lord, in not worshipping Him, in not accepting that He is the only one who deserves to be worshipped, then in this life they were cursed, na'am, and likewise in the hereafter, a people who are accursed. Ala bu'dan li'adin qawmi hud. Ala bu'dan li'adin qawmi hud. Wa najallahu hudan wa man ma'ahu min al-mu'minin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hud and the believers that were with him. And I mentioned to you in Surah Hud, there's a beautiful, beautiful verse, and all the Quran is beautiful. Na'am. And all of the Quran is beautiful. But I mentioned in Surah Hud, there's a particular verse which mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish a people due to an oppression that they do, while the people are seeking forgiveness. And another verse, while the people are enjoying good and forbidding the evil. So seeking forgiveness is a reason for you to be saved from a punishment. Saved from a punishment. Enjoying good as well is a reason for you to be saved from a punishment. So in this verse, which is in Hud, verse 60, and we just read the one before it, 58. Allah said, and the translation of the meaning being, and when our commandments came, we saved Hud and those who believed with him by a mercy from us, and we saved them from a severe torment. Such were Ad. They rejected the signs, the verses, the proofs of their Lord, and they disobeyed his messengers and followed the command of every proud, obstinate oppressor of the truth from their leaders. And they were pursued by a curse in this world, and so they will be on the day of resurrection. No doubt, verily Ad disbelieved in their Lord, so away with Ad, the people of Hud. No. Then we move on to the next part, talks about Salih and his people. But to continue with the story of Hud, just to look at the detail of this punishment that came upon them. It was a punishment of flood, of wind, punishment of a loud noise that they heard, a punishment where they were humiliated, they were destroyed, nothing alive amongst them, no one alive amongst them, hollow trunks lying dead. لِنُذِيقُهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. Then Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah said, وَنَجَى اللَّهُ هُودًا وَمَنْ مَعَهُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. Indeed, this story, you have a sign for those who reflect, عَلَى كَمَالِ قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ, upon the showing you clearly the completeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. They claim power, but their power was destroyed. They claim intelligence in what they built, but that was also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated them for what they brought of arrogance. وَإِكْرَامُهُ الرُّسُلُ وَأَتْبَاعِهِمْ, and also the ikram, the bounty, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the messengers and his followers. وَنَصَرَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, and he gave them victory in this life. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلْنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We will give victory, indeed, we of a surety, by Allah, we will give victory to our messengers and the believers. وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. وَآيَةٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْطَالِ الشَّرِّ. This is also a sign showing you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no doubt will make evil futile in the end. The عَاقِبَة, the end result will be for the believers. The haqq will always remain. قُلْ جَعَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقَ. Truth has come and falsehood will perish. Indeed, falsehood will always perish. Truth will always remain. Sooner or later, it will become apparent in the community. Sooner or later, it will become apparent. Sooner or later, the one who brings batil will be exposed. Anyone who wants to harm this da'wah, da'wah to tawheed al-sunnah, Allah will deal with them. Allah will deal with them in a way which befits situation. وَأَنَّ عَوَاقِبَهُ شَرُّ الْعَوَاقِبِ. And the punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings upon the people for their sins and for what they have done is from the worst of punishments that the people can imagine. Then he said, Shaykh Abdul Rahman said, the benefits of this story. Number one, the same benefits that were mentioned before in the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is also, you find it with Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. The same benefits before, plus the following. So number one is, whatever we mentioned from the benefits of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, because he came before him, and he called the people to Tawheed, and the people turned away. Same benefits you get before, same now, but with the extra of what these particular people had brought. Second benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His wisdom, He mentions to us the stories of those who came before us. And He mentions in this particular story, the story of a people. And He reminds us of this story so that we can take benefit from it. That we do not feel self-sufficient. That we do not feel that we have power or strength over and above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and me weak. مِمَّاءٍ مَهِينٍ. From fluid that is weak. That's all you and me are. This is sperm. Spermatic fluid. You and me. That's all it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the best of forms. With bones and flesh and veins and skin. But in reality, what happens when you're young? You can't even walk, you can't even talk, you can't even crawl. And then you learn how to do these things. Weak. And then you get to your teenage years and you think you're something. You start planning for the future. And you start thinking that I'm going to. But in reality, where are you going to? What are you going to do in reality? Reality time is short. Life is short. And what will happen is you return to ardar al-umr. As you get older, your back will start going forward. And your teeth will start dropping out. And your hair will turn white. What are you going to do? People spend a lot of time building their houses, decorating their houses. What about the abode of the akhirah? وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ الَّذِينِ اتَّقُونَ فَلَا تَعْقِيلُونَ. Don't you reflect, don't you prepare for that. وَلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ نَظِيرٌ مَا لِلْمَذْكُورِينَ مِنْ إِجَابَةٍ وَرَدِّ إِكْرَامٍ وَعُقُوبَةٍ وَمَا مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. There isn't any nation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for them a messenger, bringing them what will, showing them what will bring happiness to them. In the narration of Abu Dar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Abu Dar Al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he said, تَرَكَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. The messengers left us upon a way that even the bird flapping its wings in the sky, he told us about it. Yeah, he told us about everything that will get us closer to Allah. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. Anything that will get you closer to Allah, Allah has told you. Anything that will keep you away from His punishment, Allah's messengers has told you. وَمَا نَتَنَاقَلَهُ جِيلًا بَعْدَ جِيلٍ. Allah has told us about each generation, what has transpired in the past. بَلْ مَا نُشَاهِدُ آثَارَهُمْ وَنُمُرُّ بِدِيَارِهِمْ كُلَّ وَقْتٍ وَنَفْهَمُ لُغَاتَهُمْ وَطَبَائِعَهُمْ أَقْرَبْ إِلَى طَبَائِعِنَا. لا ريب أن النفع هذا عظيم وأنه أولى من تذكيرنا بأمم لم نسمع لهم بذكر. سبحان الله, it's as if when Allah tells us about all these stories, as if you can see with your own eyes the reality of what was happening, because you can see the nations or people who are similar, arrogant, they're thinking self-sufficient. Before, in the past, people used to be shy in doing something. Now people become more arrogant in doing sins, more arrogant. Look, they have pride march. pride, very, very proud. Even though if you were to read in all of the scriptures, you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of the scriptures until today, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with those people who fall into sin and those who fall into disobedience. But the people become so arrogant, so proud, and they're happy with their numbers. But where are you going to go to? Where are you going to go in the end? You're going to return to Allah. And even today, just heard on the radio today, they said even the London Underground, before they used to say, ladies and gentlemen, mind the gap. Now they're going to say, hello everyone. Why? Because they consider in between man and woman, there's someone in between. They consider that there are others. So they will say, hello everyone. A'udhu billah. This is the reality. People become more and more, they're going more and more astray. Now, hello everybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly showed us how the people of the past have been dealt with in their sins and their disobedience. فَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ هَذَا أَنَّ تَذْكِرَ النَّاسِ بِمَا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ عُقُولِهِمْ وَأَنْسَبُ لِأَحْوَالِهِمْ وَأَدْخَلَ فِي مَدَارِكِهِمْ وَأَنْفَعَ لَهُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ أَوْلَىٰ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that these are stories, these are more important for us. Yani these stories are more apt for us to be reminded about, such that we can see the reality of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with those who came before us from those who turned away. And it could be that if we turn away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us in similar fashion. Likewise, وَالْمُذَكِّرُ وَالْمُعَلِّمُ إِذَا سَلَكَ هَذَا الطَّرِيقِ, that the teacher and the one who reminds, if he's tread this path of knowledge, and he teaches that to the people, and he uses whatever he's able to use to reach the people, even if they turn away, then he has already established the proof upon them, and that will bring about benefit for him and those who follow him upon truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ. Allah mentioned Surah Al-Ahqaf, and we have destroyed those حَوْلَكُمْ around you, not you. We saved you and the believers who followed you upon truth, but those around you we have destroyed. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ, of villages. وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ, أي نَوَّعْنَاهَا بِكُلِّ فَنٍّ وَنَوْءٍ. نعم, وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ means that he says نَوَّعْنَاهَا, that we brought different types of signs to the people, but they still rejected. And from his signs were those punishments that came, but they still turned away. It wasn't sufficient for them that rain would fall upon them until they're causing floods, causing havoc. It wasn't sufficient for them. They wanted more, and they got more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with signs after signs for those to come afterwards. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that they may return. أي لِيَكُونَ أَقْرَبْ لِحُصُولِ الْفَائِدَةِ, such that the best benefit will come out from the people learning about these stories, and the people also there for them to know that this is the truth, this is the haqq. And from the benefits is that the taking these luxurious houses and dwellings, which the people of Ad had the ability to build, building dwellings in rocks, in mountains, and اتخاذ المباني الفخمة للفخر, and they did it out of arrogance, haughtiness, pride. They didn't just build houses, they actually did these things to show that look what we can do, look the ability we have, look at the power that we have, and also to have authority over the weak. قهر العباد والبالجبروت من الأمور المدمومة. And this type of authority over the weak is no doubt dispraised, and it is inherited from the previous generations who were also who also transgressed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. He says,
أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُودُونَ
They would take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them, are you going to take these dwellings as if you're going to live forever? Are these going to help you to live forever? No.
وَبِالْجُمْلَةِ فَالْبِنَايَاتِ الْقُصُورِ وَالْحُصُونِ وَالْدُورِ وَغَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْأَبْنِيَةِ
It's from the buildings. These binayat, these buildings that they built, whether it's castles, whether it is buildings that they would use to protect themselves with, these are from buildings only. Either they are taken for a reason to be used, لِلْحَاجَ إِلَيْهَا وَالْحَاجَةَ تَتَنَوَّعَ وَتَخْتَلِفَ And the needs for having these dwellings, there are a variety of different needs that the people could have for having the dwellings to protect themselves and so on. But they built dwellings, not dwellings that were mubah, permissible, he says. But they built dwellings to show their haughtiness, and to show their arrogance, and to show their strength, and to show their power over the weak, over those who didn't have ability. And they used that, and they would mention that, this is what we have. And look at you, what do you have? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in showing that no matter how much wealth you have, no matter what, how much you earn, or your earnings are, and no matter how beautiful, luxurious your dwellings are, the reality is, if you turn away, you will be destroyed. If you turn away and you harm our prophets and messengers, the punishment of Allah will come. Likewise, from the benefits, this is the last of the benefits, he says, is their uqul. Look at this. It wasn't just what they built. Just look at their intellect. They felt self-sufficient with their intelligence. Like the people say, feel self-sufficient now with their microchips and their Silicon Valley. They feel very self-sufficient that we have reached a particular intelligence so high and so vast and so with so much detail that that nothing can be destroyed, that nothing can be lost, and that we don't have to believe in any deity. We don't have to believe in God. We don't have to believe in Allah, because we have all of this intelligence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us with the people of Ad, they had that intelligence. And they had that in terms of building things, in terms of making things. But that didn't benefit them. What was the end result? And what was the end result of their reality? Did they benefit with their intelligence? So intelligent that they can't even recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who deserves to be worshipped. So intelligent that they can't even wash themselves in the best way. You see that. You see some people going to the universities. University professor. He goes to the bathroom, doesn't wash his hands. Goes to the bathroom, doesn't wash himself. It's stingy. The most basic things. And but you are a professor. And you are somebody who's well looked up in society in terms of his intelligence. And you can argue, you're articulate, you can discuss in ways that nobody can defeat you. But with that, still you can't recognize who you are. You can't recognize who your creator is. You can't even look around you and see how deficient you are, how weak you are, how much you are in need. You can't even live a day without going to the toilet. With all your intelligence, with all your dhaka, your memory and your wisdom and that you feel that you have, you can't even live a day without going to the toilet. Everybody's in need of that. And you can't even do it properly. وَأَمَّا الْجَاحِدَ لِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْمُكَدِّبِ لِرُسُلِ اللَّهِ As for the one who rejects the signs of Allah, who belies the messengers and denies them what they have brought, فَإِنَّهُ وَإِنِ اسْتَدْرَجَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ وَأَمْهَلْ أو وإن استجرج في الحياة وَأُمْهِلَ فَإِنَّ عَاقِبَتُهُ وَخِيمًا. Yes. So with all, if they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reject that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signs, then even if they are given respite, in the end, the end result, their aqibah, is going to be severe punishment, is going to be loss for them, is going to be hard for them. Na'am. And Allah mentions that in about Yawm al-Qiyamah, that lil-kafirin غير يسير, for them it will not be easy. And Allah SWT has given him hearing and sight and intellect, but that didn't benefit them. That didn't benefit them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They didn't benefit from their sight, their hearing, and their hearts, their intelligence, so-called intelligence. They didn't benefit. إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, because they used to reject the signs of the verses and signs of Allah. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, and what reached them, what was the end result of being punished, is because of what they used to mock at. They used to mock at the messengers and prophets. They used to mock at our signs. They used to mock at what we have brought. Just like Noah alayhi salatu wasalam, they mocked when he was building an ark in a desert. You're building an ark in a desert. And they mocked at him. And they felt that they believed that this is far away from the truth, that a flood is going to come, and that we are to believe you, to worship Allah alone. But the reality came, فَأُغْرِقُوا, and they were drowned because of their sins. And in another verse Allah says, فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمْ, their deities did not benefit them. أَلَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that which they call upon besides Allah, مِن شَيْءٍ, in the least of affairs, they didn't help them. لَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ, when the command of Allah came, that punishment came, they were not able to repel it. Even if they call upon their deities, their idols, and other than that, they were not able to repel the punishment of Allah. وَمَا زَادُوهُمْ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ, and that is in Surah Hud, verse 101. Nor did they add aught to them but destruction. Except destruction. It only increased them in destruction. And they reaped what they sowed, what they have brought forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and forgive us, and make us of those who learn from these signs and stories of the prophets, and take heed from this great story, the story of Hud alayhi salam with his people, who were arrogant, who thought that they were self-sufficient, who thought that their intelligence can aid them, their power could aid them. But in reality, each and every one of us will return to Allah, and we will not be able to repel the angel of death. We will not be able to repel the angel of death from taking our souls, nor will we repel old age. Look at the people, they think they're going to live forever. They want to live forever. They are happy with this life. But the reality is, the clutches that they hold onto this life, slowly that grasp will become weaker and weaker, and they will not be able to hold it. They will not take their riches. They will not take their wealth. They will not take their mansions and their belongings. They will leave that all for inheritance. In the end, they're going to just be with themselves and their actions. إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقة جارية وعلم ينتفع به الناس و صدقة جارية وعلم ينتفع به الناس وولد صالح يدعو له. Three things remain. Everything else stops, except for three when you die. Pious child that supplicates for you. Pious child that supplicates for you. Continuous charity that you leave behind. And thirdly, a pious child. And actions that are continuous. Sadaqa jariya. Knowledge that you leave behind, that the people benefit from. And Shaykh Ali Nasir al-Faqih, he said about this hadith, that the scholar has all three. He has not just his own children making dua for him, he has the whole ummah making dua for him. So when he dies, all of the ummah make dua for him. And they continue to make dua for him throughout the centuries. because other children come, other people come, followers who recognize his fadl, and they make dua for him. Secondly, his continuous charity, no doubt, of his khair that he has spread in calling the people to good. And thirdly, knowledge, beneficial knowledge, likewise, which is also continuous charity. But continuous charity doesn't necessarily have to be just knowledge. It could be a masjid that he encouraged people to build. It could be a well that he encouraged people to build. Could be water that encouraged people to build. Could be many, many things like that. Could be an orphanage that he helped in his lifetime. So the smart one, the intelligent one, is not he who is arrogant upon others. Wallahi, the intelligent one is he who prepares for the akhirah. The intelligent one is he who realizes that one day we could die and death is coming. It's closer to you than your steering wheel when you are driving. It's closer to you than your shoelaces. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ayyakum Allah. Any corrections or questions regarding what we went through?
Inshallah, next dars will be tomorrow. We'll have tafsir, inshallah. May Allah have mercy on our brother, Abu Umar Farooq. Allah arhamu. He passed away, Allah arhamu. You know, and you know, these people, disbelievers, when they mention people have died in the media and people have died they mention on television, that they say untimely death. But as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we believe that death comes on time. Each and every one of us has an ajal. And when it comes on time. It's not delayed. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. It's not delayed an hour, nor is it preceded by an hour. So when it comes, that's it. Your lifespan has already finished. And so when it comes on time. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. And every nation has a life span, a time, a period where they come and go. And from the reports that we heard, is from the last words that our brother mentioned, is time is short. And it's so true. Allah swears by time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, man is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe correctly and do righteous deeds according to the sunnah. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Advising one another with truth and patience. That mutual advice. We live our everyday lives as if it's not going to happen to us. It could happen to anyone. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves His servant, then sta'malahu. This is a hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad, where the Prophet said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدِ اسْتَعْمَلَهُ أَوْ عَسَّلَهُ. In one wording. If Allah loves His servant, then He uses him. They asked Him, what does it mean, استعملهم? He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, He enlightens him to do a good deed before he dies. So, hani'an, glad tidings for the one who before he passed away, he completed the month of Ramadan. Hani'an for the one before he passed away, he did Umrah or he did Hajj. Hani'an dahu, for that person, before he passed away, he treaded the path of knowledge. Hani'an lahu, for the person who passed away and he aided towards a masjid, building a masjid. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and raise our brother Abu Umar Farooq many levels. Many levels. He never complained about his situation, even though he would have
dialysis for his failed kidneys 3 times a week, but still he never complained. He never complained. And mashallah, tabarakallah, he would also remind with that which is good, and he was firm upon the truth, wa lillahi alhamd. May Allah SWT have mercy on him. And we only mention this really as a reminder for each and every one of us that death can come any time, and that may Allah SWT make us prepared before it comes. And we seek refuge from, and we just mentioned it yesterday, we said we seek refuge from a sudden death, or death that is ghafla, or yani, that happens in instants. Yani in an instant. Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Zakah. A man came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Inna ummiya nafsuha qad iftulitat, walau aashat latasaddaqat. O Messenger of Allah, my mother, she died suddenly. And if she had lived, she would have given charity. Atasaddaqu anha? Qala na'am. Shall I give charity on her behalf? He said, yes. And this is, look at the lady who passed away. She made ishara of giving charity. That shows you that she was a good lady. She made ishara. So, as you live in your everyday lives, talk to your children, talk to your families. As you're about to travel to another country, or make a journey, or go for Umrah, or go for Hajj, talk to your children, talk to your families, make the dua, أَسْتَوْدِعُكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا تَضِعُ وَدَائِعُ. I leave you in the protection of Allah, and His protection is not lost. Why? Because there could be no return for you. It could be the last journey. So talk to them, remind them, and explain to them your situation. Don't cry when I die. Tell them that if you have charity money to give, give it out. If you have debts, tell them what your debts are and be regular about it, because at least one member of your family should know your affair properly, should know your affair in detail. At least one member. If it's not your wife that you know that knows one, because sometimes the women get busy with the children. Sometimes it happens that they become very busy with the children. At least get somebody to help her, to remind her. Talk to one of your children or two of your children and speak to them that this is my situation. If I die, that this, and explain to them this is for charity, this is for debts that I'm going to leave, that I have to pay. And don't forget the trusts, fulfillment of trusts. If fasting you have to make up, they should know. I've missed some days in Ramadan, these are the days. Make sure you let them know. Because you never know when we have to go and there's no turning back. JazakumAllahu khairan, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, wa shukran.